Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You may see my wife, Mavis, walking around this morning. Perhaps a little later, she has a sling on because, no, it's on this arm. We went off to play rugby yesterday and not to play, actually. She's too old for that.
大家今天早上可能有看到我的妻子Mavis， 她进来的时候她的右手呢缠了一个绷带，是因为他们去看了一个 rugby， 当然他们是年龄太大了，她本来说他们去打球去打 rugby， 但是不是啊，他们年龄太大了。
So we were walking back to the car after the game and she stepped off the footpath onto the road and misjudged it and went wham.
在他们看完这个 rugby 的比赛之后，他们就要回到车上的这个路上了，就是在下台阶的时候可能就失误了，然后他就前倾就倒下去了，可能就伤到手。
So I took her up to the hospital.
我带她去了医院。
And we were there at the hospital until nearly 3 o'clock in the morning.
我们在医院待到了将近凌晨三点钟。
Then we had a little sleep and got up this morning.
然后我们回到家睡了一会儿，然后早晨就起床了。
And they told us that she wasn't to have anything to eat or drink.Because they might have to do surgery on her wrist.
然后医生告诉我们，从现在开始，梅托斯是不能喝任何的东西，也不能吃任何的东西，因为他可能要在他的这个手腕上要动一个手术。
But I won't bore you with all the details, but we are very thankful that this morning just about 9:30, she got a phone call from the hospital to say that the wrist is well set in a cast and she can, no surgery is needed.
我们赶快细节呢我就不说了，但是呢今天早上9:30我们接到医院的通知，很感恩的是就是医生看了她的照片，就是她的这整个地方是很好的，就是没有被损坏，所以就不再需要动手术了，非常感恩。
So we're actually very thankful for a lot of details of the way things fitted in together, and we could both come down this morning.
我们非常感恩的是发生在这个事件之后的每一个细节当中神的这个动工，然后就是时间的安排，详细的帮助，然后他们今天早上，现在他们能够来到教会。
I noticed this morning that Tony was speaking about the resurrection of the body.
我今天早上我注意到了，Tony 在讲到这个身体的复活的这件事情。
And we know that when we trust in Jesus, when we die, we will go to be with Jesus in heaven.
我们知道当我们相信主的时候，相信神的时候，当我们死了之后，那么我们是死之后我们也会复活，是跟神在一起的。
And we will have a new body, and an eternal body.
我们也会有一个新的身体，而这个身体是不朽坏的，是永恒的。
But this morning I want to talk about the Holy Spirit.
但是今天早上呢，我想跟大家分享一下圣灵的事情。
Whose primary work is to help us day by day now while we're here on this earth.
然后圣灵的主要工作的职责就是今天在我们每天的生活当中来这样来帮助我们。
So, I don't know whether anyone has been to Hanoi and been to see the tomb of Ho Chi Minh.
我不知道我们是否在座的兄弟姐妹是否去过河内，然后而且在那里参观过那个胡志明墓。
All right.
Oh.
Well, I used to go to Ho Chi Minh to encourage people who were working with the church in the city then. Sort of 10, 20 years ago.
我呢是十多年前呢，我曾经去过胡志明市呢。我去那里的工作是为了帮助那里的教在那边工作的教会的肢体在那边的一些工作。
And the body of Ho Chi Minh is kept in quite a nice separate building.
胡志明的尸体呢是被安放在一个。非常好或者壮丽的一个不一样的建筑当中。
And you often have to queue for quite a while to get in there.
如果你要去那个胡志明市，你常常是需要排很长很长的队。
So when I was there, we had a queue away down the street.
当我那时候在那里的时候呢，我去排队的时候，那个队啊是排到那个路外面去，就开始排队了。
And when we got to the building, we went upstairs where the body is on a kind of bed.
然后呢，我们就慢慢的排队排到这个建筑物前或者这大楼前，然后呢，我们再上到台阶上面，然后尸体呢，差不多是摆放在像一张床上。
Everything is very, very quiet.
所有的整个过程是非常的肃静。
And you come in the side of the, where the body is.
然后你从尸体的一边走过来。
And then you come down to the feet end of the bed and around the side again and down the far side.
然后呢，你就从他的脚的那头开始走，然后就从脚这边，然后环绕一圈，然后再转回去。
And it's all very dignified and respectful.
这个场景呢，非常的令人印象深刻，而且呢，真的是确实你会感觉到一种崇高的敬意在那里。
But of course, it's just a body.
但是确实也只是一具尸体而已。
Totally lifeless.
完全都没有任何的生命气息。
And they take it off to Moscow to get the body clean once a year.
然后他们每年呢，他们就会把这个尸体呢，运到莫斯科呢去清洗一次。
And it's good to think of the contrast there is between this famous person's body and Jesus.
这个呢，我们就可以来想象一下，就是做一个有一个非常很好的对比，就是说他是胡志明是一个非常有名的人，他的尸体和我们的耶稣的尸体做一个很鲜明的一个对比。
So there's no nice building where we can go and see Jesus' body.
在这世界上，我们是找不到说我们可以去一个很好的建筑物当中，然后我们去张扬一下耶稣基督的尸体的。
Because of course Jesus is alive and he's demonstrated his power over death and sin.
Yes, 这个是因为我们也看到耶稣，因为他是活着的，活着的，所以他不需要坟墓，而且他也显示了这个他活着的。他是胜过了死亡权势的这个力量。
And of course, we are meeting today because it is Sunday, recognizing the day Jesus rose from the dead.
这个也就是为什么我们今天星期天我们要来到这里聚会呢？这个因为这一天就是因为神是就是耶稣基督就是在这一天复活的。
And one day we will be resurrected.
将来有一天呢，我们也会被复活。
to be with Jesus.
然后和耶稣在一起。
Now, Jesus was, well, imagine if Jesus was still alive today.
我们想象一下，如果是耶稣没有死，没有复活，他还是活着。
How could you communicate with him?
那么我们他如果还活着，只是一个人，那么我们是怎么和他交流或者沟通的？
He may well live in Jerusalem.
他要活着的时候，他可能现在他还住在耶路撒冷。
So if you wanted to see him, you'd have to fly to Jerusalem.
如果你要见到他的话，你得坐飞机去吧。
And that's only something that relatively rich people can do.
这可能是比较有钱的人才能做到的事情。
Or nowadays.I suppose you could try and contact him on Zoom.
但今的我们估计我们还可以用那个 Zoom 可以和他能够取得联系。
But how could anyone organize the millions of people who want to be on Zoom to talk with him?
那我们试想一下，如果是成百上千万的人呢，都想通过 Zoom 跟耶稣见面沟通交流的这个场景。
So there might be a long, long queue waiting outside where Jesus lived to see him.
那我们估计，我们试想一下排队的场景。如果每个人都想要跟耶稣搭上话的话，我们这个队伍将会有多长呀？
So I'm sure you can get the picture that if Jesus was still here in his body here on earth, it would be...an impossibility for most people to have any contact with him.
所以我们试想一下，如果耶稣没有死，没有复活，没有升天，那么他现在还和我们在一起，就是他身体也跟我们在一起的时候，我们觉得我们当中的多少人是有这个机会能够和他见面，跟他交谈和沟通，取得联系呢？
So.Thankfully, Jesus is risen, he's ascended to heaven, and he sits, as it were, at the right hand of God the Father.
感谢赞美主的是，我们的耶稣是已经是复活的，而且他也升天了，并且他现在正坐在神的右边。
Thankfully, Jesus said before he ascended that it was...that they should wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
我们也需要感谢的是，在耶稣升天之前，他也告诉我们，他走后他会差圣灵下来。
The Holy Spirit, of course, is God, just as Jesus is God, the three in one.
感谢的话就是耶稣是神，圣灵也是神。不知道怎么来解释，但是他们就是三个，然后是一体的。
And just before the crucifixion, Jesus talked with the disciples at their last meal together.
在耶稣上十字架之前呢，然后他们有了最后的一个晚餐。
And spoke.Quite a bit about the Holy Spirit.
他们在晚餐的时候，他们其实说了很多一些关于圣灵的事情。
So perhaps you could open your Bibles to John chapter 14, 15 and 16.
我们可以把圣经打开到约翰福音的十四章、十五章、十六章。14章、15章、16章。
We're not going to read all three chapters, but we're going to look at certain verses.
我们就不会把三个整章都读出来，但是我们会在这三章中，当中会有一些经文是出自这三章当中的。
But before we look at those verses, those other verses, could we look at chapter 16, verse 7?
我们在读别的经节之前呢，我们来看一下16章的第7节。 读一下十六章的第七节，翻到的麻烦报给耶稣。
So let's read it together, chapter 16, verse 7.
麻烦大家一起开声读一下。
然而我将真相告诉你们。我去是与你们有益的，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去就差他来。
So what does it say?
这里说了什么呢？
It says, it is better for me to go away.
这里是说我去是与你们有益的。
So you won't have to queue to see me.
你不需要排着队的来见我。
And he said that he would send a comforter.
他说他会差一位保惠师来。
And that he would send this comforter to Jesus. Does to us here.
他会把这个保惠师是赐给我们。
Now, the word that is used in English as comforter, whatever word you have on your Bibles, that word is only used 5 times in the Bible, in the New Testament.
英文当中的这个 comforter 呢，在这是英文的一个翻译，然后我们中文的话可能是保惠师，然后这个词呢在整个新约当中只出现过5次。
And we'll look at the 5 verses where the word is used, and 4 of them are in these chapters in John 14, 15, 16.
然后呢，就是它当中有4次呢，它出现在了约翰福音的，就是14章、15章、16节的当中。然后我们就来看一下。
The word that is used means someone who comes alongside.
这个词的意思就是说，你身边来了一个人，跟你同住同行。
Comes alongside to comfort us and to counsel us.
然后呢，和我们同住同行的这个时候呢，他是安慰和劝导我们。
But actually, it's a stronger word than those words.
但是呢，其实它的意思是会可以更有力量、更强烈一些的，比就是只是安慰和劝导更好、更强烈的一些词。
It also means sometimes being a representative.
因为有的时候呢，它可以是作为一个代表者。
But it's someone who will challenge us.
但是呢，可能会有人会挑战我们。
Not just someone who will comfort us and look after us.
不只是仅仅的，他只是会来说，当我们有问题的时候安慰我们。
Although that's perfectly true.
但是呢，就是他安慰我们、照顾我们，这是也是事实。
But also someone who will lead us and direct us and strengthen us.
而且呢，这帮助的他，就是他还可以，就是说可以倡导我们、指导我们、引领我们。
Now in France there is a big tapestry.
然后呢，你没有看过法国有一幅那个挂毯。
So a big picture.
然后这个挂毯呢是一幅很大的画。
It was probably made about 1,000 years ago.
可能呢，这个创作时间是在1000年以前。
And it shows the last time that Britain was invaded by a conqueror.
然后呢，因为是在 上一次的时候呢是英国被入侵了。
And the troops are fighting each other.
然后呢部队之间呢就互相作战。
But behind the troops, there is a bishop.
然后呢就是在军队的后面是站着一位主教，这幅图画所表现的。
And the bishop happened to be the brother of the conqueror, the one who became king.
啊，然后呢，这位主教呢，就刚好呢，就是这位入侵者的这个首领的同父异母的兄弟。
And he had in his hand a big club.
然后在他的手里面是拿着一根很大的球杆。
And it says at the bottom of the whole tapestry.
然后呢，在这个挂毯的这个最上面写着
，Bishop Odo comforts his troops.
啊，然后这上面写着就是主教的这个名字，就是他鼓舞这个部队。
So he wasn't just sort of saying, do your best.
然后这位奥多主教他并不只是说，哎呀，你就做到最好就好啦。
He was saying you can't run away. You're going to have to fight this out to the end.
但是他用他的球杆呢，就鼓励着或者是刺激着这些逃跑的人，就说你不能逃，你必须要战斗到最后一刻。
So.When we think about God and the Holy Spirit, He is our helper and our comforter.
当我们来想象一下我们的主耶稣基督和圣灵的时候，就是确实他是我们的安慰者和帮助者、鼓励者。
But God also is our commander and director, who we are to obey.
但是我们的神、我们的主也是我们的战光，也是我们的指挥者。
So, let's look at the five verses. First,
让我们来看一下这五节经文。
John 14 verses 15 to 17.
然后这一节经文呢，在约翰福音14:15-16.
Please read it together.
麻烦大家翻到的读一下。
若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
So, what does it tell us?
这几节经文告诉了我们什么事情？
If you love me, you will obey me.
第一个他是说，如果你爱我，你就会遵守顺服我。
God is our helper, but he is not just our advisor.
神是我们的帮助者，但是不只是仅仅是我们的劝告者或者建议者。
And He calls us to obey him, whatever the cost.
他呼召我们来去遵守顺服，无论是这个代价是什么。
Now, this also says that he will give us another comforter.
然后呢，第二点他又说，他会给我们另外一个安慰者，或者保惠师。
Okay, now, I have a phone here.
我有一个手机在这儿了。
And you have a phone there.
你有另外的手机在那。
They are different phones.
他们是不同的手机。
But really, they are both mobile phones.
但是他们都是移动手机。
They do exactly the same thing.
他们做着差不多几乎相同的事情。
And the word another comforter,
这个词就是另外的一个安慰者的意思是。
Means another one of the same kind.
而是说另外一个和这个是一样的另外一个。
you couldn't use that word for another if it was this phone and one of those things we used to pick up that has a cord to the wall.
当我们说是另外一个的时候，你不能用这个来，比如说你的这移动手机，但你用另外一个指的是座机的另外一个，不是这样子的概念。
So Jesus and the Holy Spirit are another of the same kind.
然后耶稣和圣灵就是虽然是另外一个，但是是同样的另外一个。
They are both God together with God the Father.
他们都是神，而且他们和父神在一起，都是神。
Then, the verse says that, that this Comforter will be with you and in you.
这节经文他也说了，就是这位保惠师呢，他就是说，他来到里面与你同住，而且是。
And the job of the Holy Spirit, now that Jesus doesn't live here on earth,
然后呢，这个圣灵的工作呢，就是在地上，就是耶稣不在地上，在天上的这个时候，圣灵的一个工作
is to teach us the truth,
是教导我们真理
and to explain God's word, the Bible, to us.
然后呢，是解释圣经中的真理给我们听。
Then, chapter 14, verse 26.
然后呢，第二节呢，是在约翰福音第十四章的第二十六节。
Let's read it together again.
我们来一起开声读一下。
但保惠师就是父因我的名所差来的圣灵。他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
So if we are struggling to understand the Bible, we need to pray and ask for His Spirit to give us understanding. That's what He does.
我们可能在读经的时候觉得是非常的难以理解。所以这个时候呢，我们需要就是祷告，求圣灵来带领我们，教导我们，然后让我们通过借着圣灵，我们能够理解明白圣经当中神要告诉我们的真理。
And when we are in difficult situations, God's Spirit is in us to help us know what to say and what to do, even if we don't have time to think about it.
当我们遇到一些困难需要棘手的事情需要去解决的时候，我们需要求圣灵来指引我们，告诉我们就是单说的话，也给我们一些想法，指导我们怎么样去做，即使我们当时根本就没有时间去考虑，或者是没有什么能力去解决，所以相信圣灵会带领我们。
So let's look at the third verse, which is chapter 15, verses 26and 27.
然后我们再来看一下第三节的经文，是在约翰福音第十五章二十六节跟二十七节。
但我要从父那里差到会师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
So again, it says the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
在这两节经文再次说明了圣灵是真理的灵。
And He is the Spirit who helps us witness to other people.
圣灵呢是帮助我们做见证，就是我们做信主之后，我们要做为神做见证。
And then, in not using the same word, a little bit later in chapter 16, Jesus emphasizes how this God's Spirit will help us know what is to come in the future that we need to know.
在等下来我们会说到就是圣灵还给了我们一个另外是就是还是一个预知的，就是我们知道你今后会发生什么事情的啊，这我们等下来就会说。
And then one more verse in John, John 16 verses 7 and 8.
然后第四个就是在约翰福音当中十六章的第七节，七到十一节。
So let's read that. So, with the Holy Spirit, He will convict us and convict the world, those who don't yet know God, of sin.
圣灵的一个工作是定罪，就是他会定这个世界的罪，也会定这个我们的罪。因为这个就是信和不信的罪。
So, God, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
圣灵呢是真理之灵。
And we can't just talk to other people and expect them to understand.
我们不能想当然的，就是当我们把这个事情跟别人一说呢，别人呢就能够听懂了、理解了。
It's God, the Holy Spirit, who can take what we say or what they read and so on.
但只有圣灵呢能够说，就是他这句话说出来是什么意思，他们读的真正的能够帮助他们明白、理解意思。
And convict and convince them of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
所以呢他也会就是给世人就是定罪，为罪、为义或者是审判来定罪。
So we will have friends and relatives who may not know God.
我们可能也还有朋友和亲人都还没有相信认识主耶稣的。
And we can do our part by living before them and witnessing to them.
我们可以做的就是我们做我们的人，我们这个部分就是我们以我们见证我们的生活给别人，叫我们基督徒的我们的个人的一个见证生活在他们的面前来展示。
But we don't have the power, as it were, to convict and convince. That's the work of God's Spirit.
但是呢我们是没有权柄或者权力去定他们的罪，而且让他们知道这一点，然后并且悔改相信。
So we need to pray and keep praying and if necessary keep praying that our friends and our relatives will come to know Jesus.
所以我们呢就通过祷告再祷告，而且是确实很必要的一个祷告，然后求圣灵来开启我们朋友或者人的，让他们能够知道，然后让他们回转到神的里面。
One last verse, First John, the little book towards the end of the New Testament, First John, chapter 2, verse 1.
最后一节提到的这个是在约翰一书是在后面最后的几本书当中几卷书当中的一卷，第一卷约翰一书二章一节。
And this is talking about what Jesus does for us in heaven now.
这一节当中的说的是耶稣就是现在他在 神面前为我们所做的工作是什么。
So, before Jesus ascended to heaven,
在耶稣升天之前,
he said that the Holy Spirit will come and that will be better for us.
他说这个就是他圣灵会来，而且呢，圣灵来这个事情是一件非常好事情，是对我们更好的事情。
And it's not just better because the Holy Spirit lives in me and each one of us.
他说的这个更好，不单单说圣灵来的时候可以和我们同住，而且是住在我们，你和我，我们的心里的这个，不单单只是这个事情。
But Jesus is in heaven with God the Father and represents us to his Father.
更好的另外一个原因就是耶稣现在他升天之后，他跟神在一起的时候，他是作为我们的代表，在神的面前替我们辩护。
I don't think we read that together, did we? So let's just read it together.
我们可能还没有看这一节，那我们一起。
First John 2 verse 1.
那我们一起来读一下。
我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位宗保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
Okay, so the Holy Spirit is our helper and leader.
圣灵呢是我们的帮助者，也是我们的带领者。
As we obey him.
这个的是当我们顺服和遵守
He's with us and alongside us and in us.
他和我们住在一起，然后跟我们同行，而且呢，他是住在我们里面。
And so we are never alone.
所以呢，我们是从来都不是自己一个人。
He teaches and reminds us.
然后他教导我们，常常提醒我们。
He speaks and teaches us about Jesus.
然后他也教导我们关于耶稣的事情。
He convicts the world of sin.
他审判这个世界的罪。
And he represents us in heaven.
然后呢，他代表我们在天上。
So that's why Jesus said, "It's far better if I go."
这就是耶稣为什么就是说，对于你们来说，我去是对你们更有益的，更好的。
And it's because of the Holy Spirit that we can have an awareness, knowledge of God being with us always.
这个就是因为圣灵跟我们同住是一个非常好的一个见证，就是见证我们是和神同住的。
God's plans are complete and perfect.
然后神的计划是完美无缺的。
And we're told in Ephesians, do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
然后在以弗所说当中呢，我也说到，就是我们不要让圣灵担忧。
And it also says in Ephesians.
在以弗所也是说过
Don't get drunk on wine,
不要醉酒
which will ruin your life,
因为醉酒会摧毁你的生活
but be filled with the Spirit,
但是要被圣灵常常要被圣灵充满
which will give you peace,
这个会给你带来平安
a purpose and inner joy.
目标和喜乐
Because God, the Holy Spirit is with us.
因为神的灵耶稣圣灵和我们同住
So let's pray.
我们一起来低头祷告
Lord, we thank you that your Spirit is in and with every person who truly believes in you.
主啊，我们的神，感谢赞美你，谢谢你把圣灵赐给我们每一个真的是真正的来相信你的人的兄弟姐妹的心里面。
Help us to know that and be aware of your presence with us every day.
请真的是帮助我们能够意识到主啊，你与我们是每天真的是跟我们是同在的。当我们即使看不见你，但是主啊，让我们能够意识到你与我们同行。
Fill us and transform us by your Spirit in the name of Jesus.
充满我们，改变我们，用我们以圣灵的灵来祈求祷告。
Amen.
Amen.